Hey, everybody, this is Staliafti.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, I don't know what we're going to talk about yet. So, Steli, what do you got?
Those are my favorite ones.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done. Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So
here's what I want us to talk about and what I'm dying to have a conversation with you about and share it with the world. It's, you know, it's the most important career advice that I have to give. And it's the most important, one of the most important pieces of life advice that I have to give. So it translates very, very importantly for startups as well. And the reason why I want to talk about this is that recently I gave a talk. It was a talk in front of a fairly mixed group of younger people. Some of them were entrepreneurs. Some of them were still students. Some of them were young professionals. And they asked me to give my career hacks or my career advice. And this is very unusual. I never talk about this type of topic. I usually don't talk in that kind of a mixed crowd. And it took me aback and it took me like a few days to think about like, what fucking career advice do I even have to give? And like, I've never thought about my life or my work as a career, right? And probably nobody else has. So I'm like, I don't even know if I'm qualified to talk about a fucking career. I never had a real job in my life. But ultimately what I settled on and what I talked about, and I was really impressed by the response in terms of both how honest the audience was telling me how difficult what I told them seemed to be. Was my advice was really simple, and it boiled down to this. When it comes to people, you cannot make any compromises. Never, ever, ever, ever make compromises when it comes to people. Only surround yourself with amazing people. Do everything you can to meet more great people, and do anything you can to run away and get away from bad people being assholes, people that rob you of energy, people that make your life harder versus making it better. And when you find somebody that is an amazing person, invest in that relationship and think about that investment for an investment that you are willing to make for decades until it pays off. Don't think short term. Don't think about the next job. Don't think about your next project the next week. Can this person help me? Yes or no? Is this person going to help me in my career the next year? Yes or no? And don't make decisions on who you invest time and energy in terms of people, based on a very short-term lens. Think about people relationships with very, very long-term view, and be ruthless in weeding out bad people from your life and only surrounding yourself with amazing people. And I thought that it's such broad advice that it's probably going to be hard for people to grasp like the significance of it or to really apply it. But I was surprised how many young people came to me. And basically the summary of their response was, what you say makes perfect sense. But you would agree that, you know, you can't quite do this all the time. Like, my boss is an asshole. What am I supposed to do? I can't fire him. Or, you know, sometimes there's somebody that can help me with something and I might not like this person, but I want them to help me to accomplish this goal. And surely you would agree that that's cool. Like, people basically agreed with me in principle and argued with me in like how radical my advice and execution was. So I had a lot of these conversations. And that led me to be like, okay, we've talked about this plenty of times, but let's talk about it again. You can't make compromises with people. I'm dying to hear your response. I know that we're pretty aligned, but I know that you're going to flip it around in some way, or I'm dying to hear what your response is to that topic.
Yeah, man. People.
People.
I was just talking to a friend earlier about people. And how he feels like he doesn't need more relationships in his life. So he's talking about, you know, he has two kids, and he's married, and he has the money to hire a nanny or some help. They don't have any help today besides, you know, somebody who helps, you know, once a week for kind of cleaning and stuff like that. And he was telling me his house is a mess and his wife works as well. And he works, he's a startup founder. And he's like, and then he's like, you know, I've been wondering for like, I want to almost say years, why don't I want help at home? And I've heard all the typical ones, right? Like money, or I can't find good help, or all that. And those weren't his issues. His was one that I think it took him a while to get to. And I think it's very related to this, which is like, I just don't want another relationship. He's like, I just don't want another relationship I have to worry about. I'm like, oh, interesting. So to me, you know, this has been like the theme of the day. And I think what this has to do with is like, we're constantly investing a lot in our relationships, whether we realize it or not. All of them. As important as a nanny, you know, potentially as important, obviously as important as a partner, wife, husband, whatever, as important as a boyfriend, girlfriend, etc. And we're constantly investing in these relationships and they're investing in them too. And so, you know, when it comes to people, like, let's go talk about your team members. Yeah, we're investing in those too. Do you want to invest in a shitty relationship? That's the big question to me. So you're saying, hey, good people, great people, not assholes, blah, blah, blah. Totally agree. That being said, if you're an asshole, you probably have assholes around you, and that's good people to you. Right. I just want to point that out, Steli. Just want to point that
out.
Right?
That's very important. So, I have an anecdote on this very soon, but I agree
please.
With
you. Yeah. So that's important. So what is a good person to you is super important. How do you figure that out is you just figure out, is this a shitty relationship? Am I willing to invest even more in it to make it great or not? I have a relationship right now on my team that is a team member, not my co-founder, but someone who we consider a partner in the business. And I am willing to invest as much as I can, my mental energy, my emotional energy, into that relationship to make it work. Now I need that other person to meet me there too. And if they don't meet me there, that is on them now. And that relationship will clearly be over if they don't do that. So to me, it's like such a valuable relationship, such a high potential. Something's gone wrong. I can just make clear to them, I'm willing to invest in it. Here's how I'm willing to go the mile to make it work. But I know this person's not a shitty person. I know this is a person who I want to continue having this work relationship with. And so I'll do whatever it takes. But it takes them to come back and say, hey, yeah, because the relationship has gotten shitty, just to be quite frank. And we can't have shitty relationships, period. Because they drain us. They cause us to have so much unclarity, so much like bullshit. We don't have time for bullshit. I hear more and more people who get older and older having this sentiment. My friend he's older than me. He's 39. He's about to be 40. I'm 36. I think you're right around there. Yeah. And he's like, I don't know if I feel this way because I'm old or because I live in the Bay Area or what the heck it is, but this is how I feel. And I'm like, I don't think it's any of that. I don't even know if it's age. I just think it's like at some point, maybe it's age that you realize no shitty relationships. So that's my rule. And if I feel like I have a shitty relationship with someone, I'm the first to decide, hey, that's what I tend to be. Hey, do we continue or do we not continue? And all it's based on is, am I willing to invest in that relationship to figure this out or not?
So I love that. And I have a ton of thoughts on that. Let me go back and throw in the anecdote first on the, you know, asshole versus non-asshole person. My older brothers were both bouncers in popular clubs when I was growing up. So I was like 16, 17. I was getting in all the clubs because I knew all the bouncers.
That is so cool. Can I stop you? Yeah. That is so cool for a 16-year-old.
That is very true.
So cool.
That is very true.
Explains a lot.
No, well, yes and no, but that's a different story. You would think that at 16
we're going to talk about clubs.
We need to talk about clubs
in a future episode. Right. Yes.
So, but you know, I was not really maximizing the potential of that. Like, I was not that confident with 16, as you would imagine. But anyways, so here's one really big aha moment I had once. There was this person that I thought was a huge asshole. And I remember talking to my brother about that person and my brother going, "That guy? No, that guy's super nice." And I was like, really? Like, every time I interact with him, he's so arrogant and he's like really harsh and he did this shitty thing to this person, that shitty thing to that person. But I was like, no, I mean, every time I meet him, it's really good, da da da. And he had like lots of good stories to tell. And it really like confused me. And then a few months later, we had the same exact conversation about somebody else. And in the middle of the conversation, something clicked in me and I was like, of course they're really nice to you. The only time you interact with them is when they're trying to get into the club and you're the fucking bouncer, right? Of course, they're like the nicest fucking humans to you. You're the bouncer. He's like, yeah, sure. And in that moment, I thought, everybody is nice to somebody and everybody's an asshole to somebody. And then I was like, other people that think I'm an asshole? I was like, yeah, there are tons of people that think I'm an asshole. Other people that think that I'm a really cool, nice person? Yeah. And that was the moment I realized, you know, this definition of bad or good person, asshole or really nice person, it's a personal definition. And it's not a static global experience, right? It depends. Everybody's, even the biggest asshole has friends that think this person is amazing. And even the sweetest person probably has some person that doesn't like them, right? So I'm totally with you on the, you know, this is a very personal definition. I think that people need to define what is an asshole to me and what is somebody that I like. I remember in a very early episode, first 20 episodes of the Startup Chat years ago, where you once gave me the framework, I never forgot this, of like, does this person give me energy or does this person cost me energy? I don't think it's the only framework, but I think it's a really good question to ask sometimes. And in your case, it seemed like there's a relationship that for a long time was giving energy, now has turned the page and is costing energy, and you're now doing anything you can to turn it around again, right? Make this a positive relationship again, net positive.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, you know, I couldn't agree more with you on that. I think, you know, the big lesson for me, or the thing that I'm, the lesson that's getting reinforced more and more every day, every year, the older I get, and I do think that to me has to do with age, is that the older I get, the more I reap and I experience the benefits of long-term, healthy, good relationships that I've invested in.
And so, oh my God, I like that.
Right?
I like that so much. That is so powerful.
And when I was really young, when I was 14, 16, 18, I didn't have enough life to experience that. I didn't have relationships that were long enough around for me to really notice the difference or the significant benefits of a long-term positive relationship versus not. Today, every day, everything that's great about my life, I can directly attribute to the people in my life. All the opportunities I get, I can attribute to people. And it's usually and mostly people I've known for a long time and people that I've invested in and that have invested in me for a really long time. So the older
right.
I get, the more reinforced this belief gets in me. And the more, you know, this morning, this is funny. I didn't realize how big of a, like, how many anecdotes I would have about this. It's like, it's been a topic for you today. It's been a topic for me today as well without even realizing it. You know, Ramin, a big shout out to Ramin, who's like a big man behind the podcast, a person on the Closeye team that's really running the Startup Podcast in the background. Is like the producer, basically. And Ramin has been with me for this week. He traveled here from Thailand and he's staying with me and my family for the week. And so my kids have interacted a lot with him this week. And this morning I was driving my two boys to kindergarten and one of my boys went, hey, Dad, now I know a good friend of you really well as well. And I was like, well, you know, and, you know, and
oh,
I was
man.
Like, well, that's true. But you also know another good friend of mine as well. And that's Halil. And he's like, this other friend has kids and families hang out. But my kids basically thought that we're only hanging out because of the other kids, not that I am friends with the dad of those kids. Right. I've known the dad since I'm 14 or something. So I'm like, he's also a really good friend of mine. And my little one was like, wow, yeah, you're right. I know two of your friends really well now.
Aww.
And my oldest one then said, you know what, Dad? Your friends are really awesome.
Aww.
They're really nice people. And I turned around and I told him, you know what? You're right. And that's why your dad is really rich. And then that sparked another conversation. Then both of my boys in unison went, what is rich? And then I was like, oh, yeah, that's true. I've never talked about rich with you.
Oh, no.
You know? And so I had a little discussion about rich and the different definitions of what I mean by that and all that. And then we went to kindergarten. But it was like this reinforcement, I was really happy that I had that moment to talk to my kids about this. Like, the people in your life are what makes the quality of your life, right? That really is it. Not necessarily make how successful you are in your career, that's also true. But more important than anything else to me, everything great about my life is directly attributed to the people. So that's why I'm so, And now I've gotten so many benefits from investing in good long-term relationships that I'm such an extremist on this, where I'm like, no, I can't have any relationships that are shitty. And every new relationship that is good is so valuable. It's so precious.
Yeah.
It's impossible to understand when it's just starting. But if you invest in it in 5, 10, 15 years, it's going to be compounding so much that it's going to be amazing.
Oh, man. I don't want to say anything else.
Well, we're going to keep it at that. And I think for people that have been listening to us for a long time, they know exactly how this topic relates to this podcast, right?
And why
that's
right.
It's very directly connected to the very existence of this podcast.
That's so true.
All right. That's it from us for this episode.
Hang on.
Help me out.
Thank you for being a friend, Stelly.
Thank you. Thank you, Heaton.
All right. Later, guys.
Later, guys.